Bugger off. Sod. Sod. Bloody. Bloody. Now put them all together. Bugger off, you bloody sod.
Bugger off, you bloody sod.
Okay, you're in.
Let's smash things up!
Every Saturday, from noon to 1 p.m., listen to Generation Annihilation on CITR 101.9 FM, UBC Radio in Vancouver. Woo!
Talk and talk. You're listening to 101.9 FM. Yeah, CITR in Vancouver. This is We All Fall Down. My name's Marielle. Feels like I haven't been here in forever. And I just read out, you know, call numbers, and it didn't even sound right, which is not a good thing. It's not a good thing. Welcome to the show, everybody. Welcome to the new year, 2008. I have not been here for the past 2 weeks. I was off on vacation. But I had a pre-recorded show last week of the best of 2007, and thank you very much to Duncan, who filled in for me the week before, which I believe was the last week of December. Whew. And so now I'm back to the daily grind. You know how it is. I was out in Hawaii for a couple weeks with the fam, celebrating Christmas and New Year's there, and it was pretty rad. It was pretty effing fantastic, as you can probably imagine. I spent a lot of time on the beach. That's about it. No nightlife whatsoever. Now that I'm back, everyone's asking me, like, what kind of... if there was, like, a scene at all, if there are any bands, like, local bands or anything. But if there were, they definitely were not on the island that I was on. Because everything died when the sun went down. It was so weird because I was born and I grew up here in Vancouver. A fairly large urban city compared to, like, you know, a rural island in Hawaii. But, yeah, once the sun went down, all the stores closed, everyone went home, no one went out. And, like, there weren't a lot of streetlights either, which is so bizarre, at least for me. Because it was all, like, really dark, and yeah, but it was really nice. I had a good time, and I hope that you guys all had a great holiday and a great New Year. I hear there were some pretty crazy parties happened on New Year's Eve, but you know what? That's okay. It's all right. I spent mine on a tropical island, and so I guess I really can't complain. I don't know. I guess we're just gonna have to pick up where I left off at the end of last year. Just gonna play some regular stuff today. You know how it goes. Next week I'm getting preempted for 24 hours of radio art. Just because I won't be here, it doesn't mean that you shouldn't listen. We'll all be tuning in to CITR for 24 hours to listen to a celebration of art's birthday. I can't even describe it because I don't even know exactly what to expect from this, but I won't be here next Thursday, and then the Thursday after that is We All Fall Down's birthday. This show is turning 3 years old, and so I'm gonna have to plan some kind of, like, big hoo-ha or something, or some kind of... I'm gonna have to put some kind of effort into organizing a playlist is what I really mean that week. So stay tuned for that. That's coming up. When I came back from my vacation, I did a little search for concert listings, and it turns out that there are a lot of rad shows coming up, so I'll be talking about that today. And playing The Hives, I've realize I'm playing a lot of The Hives, but they are... I started off my show with a song off of their latest album, the Black and White album. That song was called Return the Favor, and I always play that song because it's my favorite song off of the album, so it's one I choose all the time. But they are coming back to Vancouver. The last time they were here, remember they were opening for Maroon 5, and I didn't know if I wanted to go or pay $50 to go hang out with, like, 14-year-olds in a really shitty venue just to see the opening band. So I didn't go, but they're coming back. They're doing a headlining show in February at the Commodore Ballroom, and they're actually playing on my birthday. They're playing February 22nd, so I will definitely be heading out to that show. Other shows coming up, the Riffinettes are coming back to Vancouver, Agent Orange is coming, another couple local bands here and there, they're playing some shows that I'll mention later on. And so how about we get to some Riffinettes? They should be coming out with a new album soon-ish. They've released a 7-inch, 7-inch single for Dead Sound. But I think I played that last time I played Riffinettes. So how about we'll play some old Riffinettes today? They're coming back in March. And if you stay tuned, I will let you know about the details. Because I haven't quite looked it up yet. Anyways, here are the Riffinettes on We All Fall Down.
Yeah. get this straight.
Experimental days of broadcasting as such are over.
Thursday, January 17th, CITR celebrates art's birthday with another 24 hours of radio art.
To confuse.
The Art of Sounds. Thursday, January 17th, midnight to midnight. 24 hours of radio art. Happy birthday, Art. From CITR 101.9, Vancouver. For CITR.ca.
Well, of course, that's the sound you don't hear very often. But it is the real thing.
You must keep reminding yourself. It's just a
sound collage.
It's just a
sound collage.
It's just a
sound collage.
It's just a sound
collage. Only a madman could understand it all.
I can understand that.
You're listening to 101.9 FM, CITR in Vancouver. This is We All Fall Down. My name's Marielle. 24 hours of radio art happening next Thursday. And so when you tune in next Thursday, guys, to CITR, it won't be your regular Thursday programming. It'll be our annual celebration of Art's birthday. Before that little PSA you heard, how come I can't remember? I just played them. Oh, Bison. You played Bison. I played Bison for you. Local band off of their Earthbound EP. That song was called Dark Skies Above. Prior to that, played some Vandals off of their self-titled EP. The song's called Swell to Heaven. And I started off that set with the Ravenettes off of their album Chain Gang of Love. That song was called Heartbreak Stroll. And the Ravenettes are coming back to Vancouver. They were just here, weren't they? I'm pretty sure they just, yeah. I'm not complaining, though. Not complaining. I'll probably end up going to the show. New album coming out soon. They are playing, I had a caller tell me that they're playing March 5th, but the internet tells me differently. The internet tells me that they're playing March 8th at the Plaza Club. So 5th, 8th, maybe the 8th, I don't know. Beginning of March, the Plaza Club, Ravenettes. Coming up next, I wanted to play a kind of local band. They're from BC. They're called the All-Star Assassins. They're probably one of my favorites from BC, one of my favorite BC bands. I don't play them that often because they don't come to Vancouver that often. The last time they were here in Vancouver, I'm pretty sure it was a show at the Media Club. No, the Marine Club. Not even the Media Club, the Marine Club, which just doesn't exist anymore. But they're playing at the Marine Club, and it was like, pretty sure it had to be like at least 2 years ago. Something like that. But it's been a very long time since they've been here. And they're coming back to Vancouver. They're playing a show next Friday. Is the 19th Friday? I'm going to say that it's Friday. But they're playing January 19th at the... Maybe it's a Saturday. Whatever. My short-term memory really sucks. But they're playing January 19th at the Railway Club. And they're playing with a couple other bands that perhaps you have heard of. They're playing with the Isotopes. That will be the Isotopes' first show. Just making that known. They're also playing with the Spinoffs. Isn't the guy from the Spinoffs also in the Isotopes? Is that cheating? I don't even know. And also with another band called the Hex Dolls. So that's happening next week at the Railway Club. Happening the same day. I believe the show is the same day. The Transmitters are playing with the Petroleum Byproducts and another band. I don't remember. Maybe the Defectors. I'm totally just guessing here, though. But the Transmitters and the Petroleum Byproducts are playing at the Chapel the same date, the 19th. I believe. And the Chapel is actually a block north of Pat's Pub. It's around that area. It's around the Main and Hastings area. Great part of town, that is. But let's not get too into concert listings right now because I have a buttload of them and I will probably go over all of them with you in maybe 20 minutes or so, if that sounds okay. So without further ado, let's get to some All-Star Assassins on We All Fall Down.
Last night.
always this way. Lying in bed one summer's night, everything wasn't all right. Something started calling on me. This ain't gonna change. Whoa, whoa, whoa. So walking in the woods last night, then I knew something wasn't right. And so you think, oh, no, 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 what you have to go. So walking in the woods last night. Is it always this way? S-A-U-J. 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 S-A-U-J.
Thank you.
You are listening to 101.9 FM CITR in Vancouver. This is We All Fall Down. My name is Marielle. You just heard Spread Eagle off of their latest album, Magnus Bestia? Bestia? I don't know how to say that right. That song was called Hate the Light. And Spread Eagle recently had all of their gear stolen or something, like their van got broken into. It happens to bands every now and then, but sucks when it happens to a band so close to home. And so there is going to be a, I believe, some kind of like benefit type thing for them. Spread Eagle are going to be playing with Bison and a couple other bands. I think they're trying to raise money to make, like, to buy new gear because all their stuff was stolen, which really sucks. And it's happening at the Cobalt January 25th. Before Spread Eagle, I played the Cancer Bats off of their album Birthing the Giant. The song was called Butterscotch. When are those guys going to put out a new album? I don't know. They were supposed to release a 7-inch with... It was supposed to be a split single with This Is Hell, I believe, and they were supposed to cover a song by the other band. At least that's what they told me, and I have yet to see such a 7-inch. Maybe it's out, and I just don't even know, which is probably the case. Before the Cancer Bats, I played a band called The Last of the Bad Men off of their album Nowhere Is Safe. That song was called Free Wheeler. And I saw these guys play at Pat's Pub. They played with... They played with The Parallels, and they played with The Zip Guns. That was last Friday, I believe. Yeah. And it's totally because I had a friend that came up to me and was like, oh my god, you have to check these guys out. Like, my tattoo artist plays guitar in this band or something. And so he gave me their CD and got me to go to the show with him. And it turned out to be a really, really rad show. A lot of people showed up. It was, Pat's Pub was pretty packed. More people than I've seen at Pat's in a very long time. And it was a great show. It turned out to be good times all around. Before Last of the Bad Men, I played Johnny Thunders and the Heartbreakers with Born to Lose. And I played them because New York Dolls are coming to Vancouver. The New York Dolls are playing, I think, March 1st. I wrote it down somewhere here. March 1st, I believe. But you know, really, who are the New York Dolls without Thunders? I guess they're still New York Dolls. But there's only, like, two original guys left in the band, so I don't know. Kind of on the fence about this show. Before Johnny Thunders, I played the All-Star Assassins off of Funeral Sex Army. That was a cover of the Ramones' Slug, or SLUG, however you want to say it. And they are playing next Friday or Saturday or something. They're playing January 19th at the Railway Club. So how about some more shows coming up in the future? I usually list off shows in chronological order, but that's just not happening this week. It's going to be in the fun order, which is the random order, which is because I didn't write them down in order, so I'm just gonna ramble them off for you. Next week, yes. Starting next week, we have the Circle Jerks coming to Vancouver. They're playing January 18th at Richards on Richards. The next night is the All-Star Assassins show with the Hex Dolls, the Isotopes, and the Spinoffs. The Railway Club, that's the 19th. What else is going on? Bison are playing with Lady Hawk and Jaws at the Astoria June 12th. That's soon. I think that's Saturday. And so if you're listening to Duncan's show, apparently someone called him and told him that Lady Hawk sucks live, but Duncan couldn't confirm that. So if we can't confirm it, perhaps we would like to go check out Lady Hawk at the Astoria this coming Saturday. What else is going on? Gallows are coming to Vancouver. They're playing with the Cancer Bats, who I played for you, and This Is Hell at the Plaza Club January 27th. And even though that is at the Plaza, it is an all-ages show. Whatever. The next night, Ill Scarlet are playing a show with Protest the Hero, Silverstein, I don't even know how to say it, and The Devil Wears Prada, that's a band name, at the Croatian Cultural Center, January 28th. What else is going on? I can't read my writing. This just isn't helping. Bison are playing another show. They're playing that charity show with Spread Eagle, charity for Spread Eagle, at the Cobalt, January 25th. I can't read that. This is just great. What else is going on? The Hives are coming to Vancouver. They're playing their own headlining show at the Commodore Ballroom, February 22nd. The New York Dolls are coming, like I said a while ago, 1st of March at the Plaza Club. What else? The Ravenettes are playing here in Vancouver. They were just here a couple months ago. But if you miss the show, it was amazing, and I would recommend going. They're playing March 8th at the Plaza Club. And then the next night, Agent Orange are returning to Vancouver. They're playing at the same venue that they played the last time they're here. They're playing at the Balmoral, and that is happening March 9th. What else is going on? A local band, The Vicious Cycles, are playing at the Royal Unicorn Cabaret March 7th. Let's see. Acid Mother's Temple coming to Vancouver April 4th. Playing at Pat's Pub, and way down the road we have the Reverend Horton Heat playing June 26th at the Commodore Ballroom. Oh, and The Cure coming to Vancouver. They're playing GM Place May 26th. There we go. That wasn't enough for you. I can't help you guys. You can check out my playlist online every week at www.weallfalldowncitr.blogspot.com, and on that little playlist page I have links to different websites that have a buttload of concert listings if you missed anything or if you wanted to do a bit more research on your own. So there you go, guys. What's going on? How about I thought I had music queued up. Yes, I do. I have Agent Orange queued up off of I think we only have like one or two things by Agent Orange here at CITR, but we have this really rad 7-inch by Agent Orange, the single for The Electric Storm, and it's on like clear orange vinyl, which is, I find, I guess, predictable, but kind of rad at the same time. And so how about some Agent Orange on CITR?
We'll be right back.
No, Robin. No. Did not. We'll leave that conversation for, I don't know, the evening or something.
Can you hang out with Dog and smoke ice?
No, I wish I hung out with Dog the Bounty Hunter, but he was in Honolulu or
and
something. Or he was somewhere else, like, you know.
He probably wouldn't want to talk to you.
Probably not. I'm not white enough, but
at all.
Did you always have that thing in your nose?
The thing, yeah.
Oh.
For those that don't know, she has her finger.
Finger, both of them, all the time.
That's why she sounds like that.
Great. Thanks, guys. Thanks. You guys suck. That was,
welcome home.
That was Robin and Colin. The Inksteads are coming up next. I don't know. I have nothing to say to these guys. What you gonna do?
She has stuff to say. It's just she gets in trouble for saying it on air.
That's true. This is true as well. Let's see. What did I play? I played The Descendants off of their album, I Don't Want to Grow Up. The song was called Silly Girl. And before that, Agent Orange with their single, The Electric Storm, off of the 7-inch. That's... What? Oh, I bet Robin's dancing. He's always effing dancing. Always flaunting it in front of me. I don't know why. I'm just going to leave off with that. Thanks for listening, guys, and calling in. I won't be back next week because all Thursday shows are getting preempted for Radio Art, but you'll still be on air? No, you won't.
We're the only show at the station that's called Radio Art.
Oh.
We're art.
Damn it. It counts. Whatever, guys. Whatever.
Whatever.
Anyways, I'll be back in 2 weeks to do...
You don't want to get started about that.
Okay, whatever. Anyways, I'll be back in 2 weeks to do We All Fall Down's birthday show. So, I leave it up to you guys now. Robin and Colin coming up next with the Inksteads. And then at 3, we have Brandon coming in for Crimes and Treasons. So stay tuned to CITR all day for the raddest shows ever. That's right. I'll leave you off now, maybe with... bit more Jawbreaker, maybe. We'll see how it goes. Whatever.
How can I save you when I couldn't save a dime? I wanna call you and tell you that I'm a friend. All my friends know better, but I can't quite hear them. So for the life of me, I can't imagine a home. Good things, all I want.
I would be a bat come swooping after you.